This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this program. Spent a lot of time talking about the NBA, what happened to the Nets, 76ers lose. But we'll start off this hour talking NFL. The draft is 2 days away. Fritzy has a draft limerick. You want to give us the draft limerick here. Chris Sims on loan from Pro Football Talk Live will join us. Of all of the mock drafts, the one I look forward to the most is Chris Sims. He's got a great track record here, certainly with quarterbacks, so we'll talk to Chris coming up here in a moment. Todd, do you want to christen hour two with your limerick?
Oh, christen with Chris Sims.
See what I
did?
We
had Chris Mannix. It's like a Chris theme.
All right.
We could do that. In 2 days, which teams will sit pretty? Confident picks they make in Sin City. Who'll be making it rain with girls and champagne, and who leaves Vegas feeling real bleepy? It's the SH word. I probably shouldn't
say
that.
Thank you, Tom.
That rhymes with pretty and city.
All right. They say good things come to those who wait. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Chris Sims, former quarterback, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, joins us on the program. Give the audience the factors that went into your mock draft. How do you come up with your mock draft?
Well, I try to do it a little bit out of just, hey, team need, what makes sense, you know, doing that. Also, listen, realistically, going about what I'm hearing through the NFL as well. So if I get to a team and have no inkling or feel for what they're going to do, I try to, you know, then go to my board and realize, okay, what do they need? What's the positions? What's the value of some of the guys there? And I do it that way. You know, but even with that, I don't necessarily say totally true to my board. Like for my money, Christian Watson from North Dakota State, he's the number two receiver in the draft for me. There's no talking me off that ledge, but I know I'm kind of in the minority in the NFL that way. So at that time, I also realized that he probably won't be the second guy off the board. So I use a little common sense with what I know and hear around the NFL too. So it's a little combination of things, Dan, altogether.
Okay. So is this your predictions? Is that what
it is?
Okay.
It is. The predictions to a degree. There's to a degree. Now, listen, I'd love to change pick number one right now. I did this over the weekend. I made it Aiden Hutchinson. I realized there was the rumors of Trayvon Walker and the tackle conversation and all that, but it's what I kind of find interesting about this year's draft without a big-time quarterback. Well, to me, the people I know in the NFL, it kind of sounds like Doug Peterson's winning the war down there. That tackle could be a very real thing at one. And that'll throw the top five into a frenzy a little bit now with Hutchinson and Walker being there and some of the other players and what happens. So I'm excited to see how that kind of shakes out.
Okay, Paulie has a bet with one of our listeners. Top 13 picks that there will be at least one quarterback.
Okay.
Paulie looked at your mock draft and started to get nervous. Yes, Paulie.
I would say that a month ago, I felt really good about my bet. And then in the past 2 weeks, the mock drafts have been trending that it's hot takes coming down this road. The mock drafts have been trending that no quarterback goes in the top 15, I would say, over the past 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah, I have a hard time seeing it. Here's how I at least boil it down. You know, at six with Carolina, hey, we know they need a quarterback. It's Matt Rhule, his butt is on the hot seat. I just can't imagine the coaching staff wanting to go that. Oh, it's a do-or-die year, and we're going to break in a rookie quarterback. Maybe David Tepper, you know, jumps in and says, no, I'm the owner, and we're taking the quarterback, but I don't expect that.
But doesn't that buy you some time? I know Bears tried to do that with Justin Fields.
Right. Yes, right. No, you're right. There is the political play of, wait, look at, I had the rookie quarterback and we had a little success. So keep me here because we're building something. You know, Matt Nagy with his situation, I can understand them doing that a little bit. They were at the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. Maybe he thought he had a little more security than he really did. This one, I don't think there's much security. It's like put up or shut up time.
Is there a team that should take a quarterback in the first 13?
Well, eight. So I was getting there. Eight, Atlanta is definitely the team I look at to go, will they get in on a Malik Willis? I don't think they're going to be in the Kenny Pickett thing. I just, again, looking at their offense, Arthur Smith, what they do, they want play action pass, and they want a strike downfield with a big arm. To me, that is Corral or Malik Willis. So I look at them as eight to go, ooh, that could be the team that helps out, you know, Paulie's bet there to make sure the quarterback goes in the top 13. But I think it's dicey at this point. I do.
How does Deebo Samuel affect the draft?
I don't think it's going to affect it a whole lot for two reasons. I think the 49ers are going to go down swinging as far as trying to salvage the relationship with Deebo Samuel. He's too important to their football team. It's different than Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill. You know, the Packers and the Chiefs already bared the fruits of all the labor and the talent they had to give. The 49ers got a steal by drafting this guy in the second round. They know that. And he's just about to hit the prime of his career. And they got a quarterback that we know is raw. And you want to get things smoothly. Who's going to make things easier than, oh, here's a little touch pass to Deebo Samuel. Look, I'm 1 for 1 for 70 yards, coach. This is amazing. So that's where I think, like, I don't see that happening anytime soon, at least not before the draft. I think this 49ers will exhaust all options to make that right.
Why does he want out?
I would love to know that, too. It's the biggest – I have everybody in football texting me wondering why. Because, you know, of course, I'm friends with Kyle Shanahan, so everybody thinks I have those answers. I don't. I'd love to know. I'm not lying, Dan. I'm calling – I've been calling and texting everybody on Earth trying to find out.
Well, why don't you call or text Kyle Shanahan?
Because he ain't going to tell me. He doesn't want to tell me. He doesn't. It's not going to happen, and I'm not going to put him in that situation. I know. I just know. And I know enough by – I text other people out there in San Francisco to where I know it's delicate. That's the word that was thrown out to me a few times. I have heard the living in California thing. There is some reality to that. I also have heard from somebody connected to Deebo Samuel's side that it did bother them that Nick Bosa's contract was kind of at the forefront of the 49ers organization over his. It's the only two things that I have had any talk or chatter about. So I'm kind of in the dark like the rest of all of us, and just I'm dying to know too, Dan.
Tyreek Hill, though, kind of changed the whole world of receiving world. Like, I thought we would get – I thought T.J. Watt would be the first non-quarterback to get $30 million a year. And Tyreek Hill kind of knocked on the door with that. And, you know, I just wonder what position is going to be that first $30 million a year position other than a quarterback.
I mean, I think you're on to it. It's going to be that pass rusher, or maybe it will be Deebo Samuel. There's a lot of talk out there that Deebo wants to be the highest non-paid quarterback out there. And, you know, he's extremely talented. He's definitely in the conversation for the best receiver in football. He's the number one weapon in football. They don't throw the ball down the field all that much, and he's still leading the league in average yards per catch. That just tells you what he is. He makes a whole lot of chicken salad out of chicken you know what there. And too, Dan, you know, we talked to, like, he's hitting the prime of his career. To me, that's where the price tag's more expensive for Deebo Samuel than it is for Tyreek Hill or Devontae Adams. I think, like, if you're going to make a trade for Deebo, you know, you can look at Tyreek and Devontae Adams and go, okay, now what are we going to add on top of that? Because I don't think it's going to happen unless it's something like that that really opens the 49ers' eyes and gets them to make that kind of move.
Well, the Dolphins had to give up draft picks for Tyreek Hill. You know, the Raiders got Devontae Adams, you know, and so that's what I think is interesting, that you can get Deebo Samuel. You're going to have to pay for Deebo Samuel in more ways than one, draft picks and also the salary. Is there a player that you absolutely love in this draft?
Well, yeah, there's a few that I absolutely love.
Just one in 5 years we're talking about this player.
Ooh, well, I think the guy that I love the most, and here's another interesting tidbit to me in the top 10. I mean, I'll throw Jameson Williams out there. You know, of course, I love the guys at the top of the draft. They're really good. Both tackles and the two pass rushers, they're awesome. And I think they're slam dunk, you know, Pro Bowl, starting for your team, high-level players for a long time. Jameson Williams is the guy I look at to go, this could be the next superstar wide receiver. He can do, you know, all that you ask of a receiver and then some.
But coming back from the injury, though.
Right. I would take him. You know, like, again, if I'm Atlanta at 8 or I'm at the Jets at 10, it's not about week 2 or 3 of the 2022 season. It's about week 12 of the 2022 season and then going into the future that way. And to me, he is the game breaker. He's every bit as good as Devontae Smith was last year, Dan. He's every bit. In some ways, I really think he's probably better. And he's worthy of, I think, a top 5 pick if he didn't have the ACL. But if I'm a team that's looking receiver in top 10, I'm taking him.
Baker Mayfield's status, how much is that contingent on what happens in the draft?
I don't think it's going to matter before the draft. I think it's going to be one of those after the draft's over. Okay, we're Carolina. We're the Seattle Seahawks. Did we do anything in, you know, any of the first 3 rounds to get a quarterback to think that helps us for the future? Okay, no, wait, we didn't. Let's call Baker up and let's get him in here and have him compete with Sam Darnold or Drew Locke up. And I think that's really how I kind of envision it playing out. I do, you know, so that's it's interesting. But the options out there right now, we're talking about Garoppolo and Baker Mayfield. That's all there is to it. So I think that's the teams or the names you're going to hear the most after this draft is all over.
It just feels like there's no market for Jimmy Garoppolo, that the Niners hope to get a couple of second round picks for him and coming off surgery. He's middle aged quarterback wise and expensive. I'd much
I'm
rather take my chance on a rookie quarterback than I would Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't disagree with that statement at all, Dan. And I'd rather take my chance on Baker Mayfield too. You know, there's high end talent there still with Baker Mayfield. Garoppolo, you know, decision making questionable. Oh wait, the 49ers have been trying to get rid of him for 3 years now, basically. That would scare the hell out of me too. Trade away 2 second round picks. Wait, he's not starting for you guys this year. Why would I trade that? Are you really gonna do that and keep him there all season? I have a hard time with all of that. And then I do question even how good he is as a player. I know he's a starter, But he's, to me, nowhere near the top half of the league. He's around that 20 range. He's been with McDaniels and Shanahan. I mean, two guys that can just deliver plays. Dan, you could go in some games and have a good quarterback rating playing for those guys. So that's where I would understand those questions around the NFL about Jimmy G.
What do you see the Rams and Chargers needing?
Ooh. You know, the Rams are interesting. I mean, they've killed the middle part of the draft, really. I can see O-line being a thing for them. You know, no Whitworth. They got some guys that are going to be free agents. Their other right tackle, Havenstein. Their O-line's not great to begin with. So I could see that corner being two positions that they kind of maybe address. They lost Darius Williams right in free agency. I believe it was Jacksonville off the top of my head. That would be kind of where I'd look at for them. I would say that's about it. But they're amazing at the middle part of the draft. People got to start giving them a little more credit for what they do. You look at their team, it's superstars and a bunch of third and fourth and fifth round picks that make up their starting team. It's pretty amazing that way. Who was the other team you asked
Chargers,
me about, Dan?
Chargers.
The Chargers, I got them going the big defensive tackle from Connecticut at pick 8-17. They are another team that could maybe be in the offensive line market. They did some things in free agency, and I think they're like Trey Pipkins, that where they might look at a lineman later on, second, third round. But the worst run defense in football, one of the worst. Brandon Staley, he's from Vic Fangio. That scheme is 3-4-ish. They usually like a few bodies like Akeem Hicks or somebody in the middle. And that's kind of who this kid is from Connecticut, Travis Jones. I could see them going there in the first round.
Do you remember your draft profile, the negative things, and how that affected you? Or did it affect you?
It affected me. I mean, it affected me in the fact that I wanted to prove it wrong. I didn't think it was fair necessarily. I think the biggest thing was I couldn't win the big game, right? You know, that was I couldn't beat Oklahoma. We played in the Big 12 championship my junior year and played a Colorado team that we were better than. And I pissed down my leg and threw three interceptions in the first half. So I had to deal with that.
Literally.
Well, no, maybe. Maybe there's a few drips and drops there, but no, you're not literally.
Okay, but do the GMs and coaches ask you about that prior to the draft, about not being able to win?
They didn't.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Okay.
I know. That's what I always was waiting to get that, you know, and I always wanted to, but nobody ever asked me. And then I'd go home and, you know, my agent would talk to me and go, yeah, that's kind of what teams you're worried about, you know, and I was always dying for somebody to like, hey, let's turn on the Oklahoma game. And I want to go, yeah, let's turn it on so I can show you it's a team sport. And damn, we couldn't run. Nobody's open. I mean, but it was all my fault, guys. I couldn't win the big game. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, but so, then it would be a red flag. Sims blames teammates.
Right, right. Sims is a jerk, and he's taking no stuff. You know, yeah, so I'd have to find the right sweet spot there to blame myself and show a little reality, too.
Well, we love your mock draft. I take great solace in reading that and getting a better understanding there.
So. Thanks, man. You know, the other two, I just want to jump on here, too. You know, I love both Georgia D tackles, and I got them going at 9 and 10. To me, they're like Devontae Wyatt's every bit as good as Quinnen Williams was coming out in the draft at the number 3 pick a few years ago. But the two guys that can throw a curve into all of this, Dan, I wouldn't touch them in the top 10, is Kayvon Thibodeau or Derek Stingley Jr. That, to me, is going to be the other one there, where I feel like, there's a group of teams in football that think they're awesome, and then I think there's a group of teams in football that go, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. And I'll be interested to see how that shakes out in the first round, too.
Thibodeau reminds me of, you know, when Deion Jordan came out. We're like, oh, my God, this guy's unbelievable. And then you realize he wasn't unbelievable. He could get pushed around a little bit there.
No doubt. No doubt. Good player. No, never should have been in the first round conversation. And, you know, clearly the fifth or sixth best edge rusher to me. You know, I look at him as a guy that really realistically I think he should go in the end of the first round. But I think because of some of the hype and that, and some teams probably do, I and the beauty of the beholder, he'll probably go before that.
Thank you, bud. Always great to talk to you. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Say hi to the guys. See you, man.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and former NFL quarterback. When we come back, we'll get to phone calls. We'll change our poll question. Also, I'm going to give Paulie a chance to wiggle out of his bet. Or maybe he doubles down Maybe he shorts himself with this, with pies on the line, plural. Have that for you when we come back here on the Dan Patrick Show. You can hear it in my voice, can't you, Todd?
I can.
The energy?
You had it since like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it was around 6:45 to be exact. M-Drive, supplements for guys who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive, a supplement for every guy, no matter where you are in life. And they have a variety of these supplements. So I usually put it in my fruit smoothie every morning. Just take a scoop of the powder and put it in. Yes, Todd?
I don't want to. I did this the other time as far as what the M stands for. But this today, it seems like motivated. Like motivated more than ever. That's what the M, I think, should stand for.
Well, it just stands for man.
Manhood.
Yeah. M-Drive Lean. You can find it at mdrivedan.com. Get 20% off your first order. Promo code Dan. If you're not happy after 60 days, you can get your money back guaranteed. This is going to help you lose weight. Also, it might be your New Year's resolution that if you didn't adhere to your first one, now you got another one to try. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Use the promo code Dan. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Peacock, the exclusive streaming home of Yellowstone. Head to the ranch and stream all four seasons of the record-breaking hit series. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. Trayvon Walker surpassed Aiden Hutchinson yesterday as the favorite, according to Las Vegas, to go number one overall. Now, he's got all the measurements there, runs a 4.5 40. He's 270 pounds. He's an edge rusher. You know, vertical is 35 inches. So, you know, interesting. I was told by a source that he has a higher ceiling than Aiden Hutchinson, the defensive lineman out of Michigan. Hutchinson is considered a safer pick. Walker has a chance to be a special player. Yeah, Paulie.
So if Hutchinson is a safer player, that would mean he has a higher floor as a draft pick because that means he's less chance of a bust. So is that a common saying? You know, he's got a pretty high floor as well. His ceiling may not be as high as others headroom-wise, but his floor is low. You can't flood a basement if you don't have a basement.
So you walk into the house, you have to go up to get to the first floor.
He's a raised ranch.
Okay.
Higher floor.
Okay.
We've got to copyright that before they take it.
We've seen other defensive ends with a similar ascent into the top 10. Back in 2013, I just mentioned, Deion Jordan of Oregon, he flew up the draft boards. He would go on to have 13 and a half sacks in 6 years. How about the Jets? 2008, they selected Vernon Golston out of Ohio State, sixth overall. He was dominant at the combine. He never registered an NFL sack. That's why the combine is for TV. It's just made for TV. Come and watch these guys in shorts run, throw, shuttle drill, bench press. To me, it has very little to do with the NFL, a game itself. Hey, look at my vertical. Okay, what's your position? I'm an offensive lineman. Probably not using your vertical, just a guess here. You know, I'd be curious, a vertical with the defensive linemen, the guys who are there to jump up, knock down a ball, maybe. Wide receiver, defensive back, that would be important for a vertical. I still maintain, though, the one drill that I would love, or instead of the 40-yard dash, is a 5-yard run, a 10-yard run. Because the cone is really important to me. The shuttle, you know, that's where you see some of these players that are faster in something like that. And other players are, you know, straight ahead speed. Well, football is not necessarily straight ahead speed. I want to know how quick you are. How do you get from, you know, how long does it take you from point A to point B? Because that's the NFL. If you're a lineman, a defensive lineman, you're a cornerback, getting from A to B, how quickly do you do that? And I think there's difference in quickness and in speed. Every player is different. And, you know, comparing Trayvon Walker to other draft players, draft bust is unfair, but that goes along with the territory. If you're going to be a high draft pick, the number one pick overall, then we're going to factor in some of these players who have had dominant performances at the combine. I just would say, hey, check my measurables, check my medicals, but watch my game film. That's what that's all I care about. How did you do in a game? Not how did you do at the combine? And that's where teams fall in love with players sometimes at the combine because, oh, they got the measurables. Okay. I need more than that. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, here's a good example of what you're talking about, those numbers. Cooper Kupp, who is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, probably the best, at least performance-wise, coming out of college, when he ran the 40 at the combine, he was in the 40th percentile. That means he was in the lower half of speed.
Yeah.
But then he did the broad jump, shuttle, and three-cone drill. He was in the top 10% of those three drills. And that's all about lateral quickness.
Yeah. And that's what I want. You know, that the cone drill, shuttle, those are really important to me because it just feels like you can maneuver. And certainly as a wide receiver, I mean, you can have Tyreek. I mean, nobody has Tyreek Hill speed. But I just want to know, there are guys you watch and you go, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they get open. But they get open because they have quickness. You can have speed. I'll take quickness. I want you getting off the line of scrimmage. I watched the Tom Brady man in the arena last night. And it was fascinating to watch this again because you're watching that season. And that season culminated with Malcolm Butler with the interception. And, of course, I tuned in to see if they would have some video of me up on the podium handing out the trophy, which they did, of course. But when you're watching that, and it was about Tom Brady and Richard Sherman and how, you know, Tom Brady talks more junk than any other NFL player. He really does. And they were beating Seattle. And Richard Sherman said, you know, he was talking to us like, don't you guys want to get my autograph here after the game? Like, see me after the game and, you know, I'll kind of acknowledge you. So then they ended up coming back and beating Brady in the regular season. And they're like, that's the famous quote, you know, you mad, bro? And then you get to the Super Bowl and it was Richard Sherman. You know, they were ready. You know, they were going to take down Brady. But when you're watching that again, it still makes me cringe. They're down at the 1 yard line and you have Marshawn Lynch. And everybody, I mean, I'm underneath the goalpost. I'm standing there because that game's going to end. They bring out the podium and I'm just watching. I don't know if that's second down. I think it was second down. But I thought run pass option for Russell Wilson made the most sense. If you were going to pass or the potential for a pass and you would throw it to the sidelines, therefore you never throw it over the middle, down at the goal line, get tipped and then, you know, an interception. I just watched Marshawn Lynch. So I'm watching this again. I truly believe they're going to hand it to Marshawn Lynch, even though I already know how this ends. You're just watching. And the Patriots brought in, I think, 8 defensive linemen. And you're just, I'm watching Marshawn Lynch because I'm thinking, I got my camera out. Because I'm thinking, I'm gonna get Marshawn Lynch coming into the end zone. And, of course, it didn't happen that way. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, it was first and goal at the 5 yard line. On first down, they ran to the left side with Marshawn Lynch for 4 yards.
Yeah.
So it was second and goal at the 1, and Marshawn had just run for 4 yards on first down.
But the time element, though, was there 30 seconds?
I got 29 seconds when the ball was snapped.
Okay. And I don't know what they had timeout wise, but you're watching this and the games that are being played within the game. They had 1 timeout left.
Yes.
That's why I thought if you do throw the ball, they have the defensive lineman in. So now I got Russell Wilson. And if you don't make it, you can still call a timeout. Or you could throw the ball away. I just thought that gave you more options and made them. New England had no answer for Russell Wilson. You know, that fourth quarter, he was unbelievable. And, you know, New England's holding on for dear life. And then Malcolm Butler has the interception and changes, you know, NFL history. Is that the greatest play in the history of the NFL? Because they were going to lose. Brady was going to lose another Super Bowl.
Sure thing.
Russell Wilson was going to have 2 Super Bowls. You're guaranteed Hall of Famer. Mm. Pete Carroll's going to have 2 Super Bowls. Hall of Famer. And it happened just like that. Yeah, see.
There might only have been 2 people in the entire world who saw that interception coming.
Bill Belichick, and I guess Malcolm Butler.
And Malcolm Butler, yeah, because everybody else was like, Marshawn's punching this thing in. Gosh. Everybody.
But it's really well done because you had Richard Sherman talking about it. And Brady was on the ground, and Richard Sherman came over to shake his hand after. And I remember watching this. Because I knew that there was friction between those two. There was great respect, but watching Sherman come over, and I didn't know if Brady was sort of punking him a little bit to say, I'm going to make you wait now. Like, you know, come see me after this game. I'm going to make you wait a little bit. Yeah, Paul.
Let's say Marshawn scores that touchdown. There would have been 26 seconds left on the clock. The Patriots would have got the ball back with maybe 20 to 26 seconds left and 2 timeouts.
Yeah.
So they did have a chance-ish.
But there's audio of Pete Carroll saying to Russell Wilson, we're at the 50-yard line. We have this amount of time. Like, he was basically saying, we're going to win this thing. Like, we're going to go down and score a touchdown. So 50-yard line, timeout, and then they have Pete Carroll talking to Russell Wilson. There's 1 minute and 50 seconds left, and you could tell Pete Carroll knew they were going to win. Because I think, you know, the momentum at the time was all about Seattle. But it's really well done. John Lynch, the Niners GM, had a press conference yesterday, and he had this to say about the Deebo Samuel situation.
I'm not going to talk about that much today because I don't think that's productive. I don't want to speak on behalf of Deebo and his team. I've always thought, having been on the other side, and I've shared this with you guys, there's a sanctity to those conversations remaining private, and that's always how we've operated and we'll continue to do so. I don't think it's the best interest of our organization or anyone to be speaking on that. So it's kind of where I'm at on that.
Well done. Well done. Don't say anything. Say nice things about Deebo. Now, does that mean that they're going to hold on to him? Maybe. Although, the problem is, John kept talking about it while saying he wasn't going to talk about it. And he said that he doesn't see the team moving on from Deebo.
I can't ever imagine wanting to move on from Deebo. Even though we don't have a first-round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player. I mean, you think of 2019, the 36th pick, to come up with someone like Deebo who, you know, to me, has just been a game-changing player for our franchise. I've told Deebo this. I think he's the perfect illustration. Herm Edwards used to talk about when will meets skill. Deebo probably embodies that as much as anyone. He's a great teammate and nothing but appreciation for what he's bought, but you just don't let guys like that walk.
Okay. Compliment him while pointing out that they don't have a first-round pick, while pointing out that you drafted him in the second round. Well done. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I can't imagine getting rid of someone like Deebo Samuel for anything less than a mid-first-round pick, a mid-first-round pick next year, and future considerations in the second and third rounds. But I could never, ever see myself doing that.
And, you know, if we get a second-round pick, of course, I took him in the second round. So, you know, great job by me. Yes, Seton.
Once you start getting the, like, you know, you do your due diligence, that thrown around, like, somebody's gone. You know, obviously, it's a special player we want to hold on, but you got to prepare for all options and do your due diligence.
You know, you start to look at what the Niners have done. They've been a Super Bowl contender. They're trying to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. Seems like they overplayed their hand. They were looking for 2 second-round picks. You certainly paid a lot for Trey Lance. They've had some great draft picks. They've been on the cusp. They almost won a Super Bowl. What if you lose Deebo Samuel? What if Trey Lance is not who you thought he was? And you trade Jimmy Garoppolo for a third-round pick. That's a possibility here. A real possibility. John Lynch was asked if Trey Lance is ready to be the starting quarterback for the Niners.
All these reports, I don't know where they all come from, but, you know, we always believe in competition. At the same time, we are great believers in what Trey Lance brings to the table. We believe he's ready. He's going to have to show that. I think he's ready to show that to us, show that to his teammates, and show that to the world. So we're excited for that opportunity that he has.
What bothers you the most? Brings to the table, at the end of the day,
ooh,
throwing somebody under the bus.
To a man, they all bother me.
At the end of the day, that one bothers me. Because I hear that one a lot.
You know, Dan, I think you're really getting into my territory here, and that's what people are trying to figure out.
Yeah, I know.
Which one of these
I know.
Things?
But that's where Jimmy Jimerson, our lead analyst here on the Dan Patrick Show, he can incorporate those. Let's go to Jimmy Jimerson right now. Hey, Jimmy.
Well, right now, Dan, the 49ers are looking at all options for Deebo Samuel. Obviously unhappy. He's looking to leave. They want to keep him. Right now, they're doing their due diligence. Mm.
And to a man,
I have heard that he is the most important.
I'm hearing. I always love that. You know, when I talk to some of my friends and they'll go, you know, according to sources. And I'll go, whose sources? Well, no, I'm just saying that I guess sources are talking about, I'm going, well, what source do you have? You're a state highway patrolman. Like, who's your source? Yeah, got sources here. Everybody's got sources. All you have to do, if you want to be an insider, now not everybody, but all you have to do is say, I'm hearing. Or just say, I got a source. Now, look, I do it. I try to give you a little more detail of who my sources are, or at least what they do. And, you know, you got to be careful with your sources because you want to make sure that they're not using you to further their agenda. And that's happened before. But if you just say, I'm hearing, or, you know, I got a source, you don't have to have a source. You can just say, I got a source. Then it's not on you. You know, I got a source telling me. Yeah, see.
I'm hearing that the 49ers won two number ones. I'm also hearing that's not true. I'm also hearing that's not true.
Oh,
that's
it's not true.
That's not true.
Okay.
They could be looking to move him as early as today.
As early as today. Okay. Thank you.
There could be a deal in
place. We'll take a break. Paulie wants out of his bet. Or does he? Does he want to adjust his bet? Would he be willing to bet against himself? There's a pie at stake. There could be pies, plural, at stake. So I'll let Paulie present his case. Since I'm a judge and jury here, I can decide if I want to let him out of it or he has to maybe double down. We'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Nick Wright from Fox Sports First Things First will join us in about a half hour from now. We kind of held off on the NBA stuff with the Nets. We did that in the first hour. If you miss anything on the Dan Patrick Show, you can always go back. You can go to danpatrick.com, listen to the podcast. But Chris Mannix joined us first hour, and we had the mock draft from Chris Sims. And Nick Wright will join us in the final hour of the program. All right. Paulie's had this bet with one of our listeners, Andrew in Washington. Paulie says that he thinks a quarterback will be taken in the top 13 picks. And normally that's true. When's the last time we had a draft when a quarterback was not selected 13th pick? Now, E.J. Manuel from Florida State.
Ooh, that's it with the Bills, right?
Yes, but was he the 13th pick, 12th or 13th pick? And while we really did like him, his personality just wasn't a good quarterback in the NFL. Yes, Marv?
I'm pretty sure he's maybe like the 16th pick.
Okay.
I want to say either 15 or 16.
Todd?
16, confirmed.
Oh, nice call. Ding, ding. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Got a couple of points there, Marv. All right. So here's the bet. Paulie says there's going to be a quarterback, at least one taken first 13 picks. If not, he gets a pie to the face. Now, Paulie came in today and he said, what if I went out of my bet? Because he saw Chris Sims mock draft. I said, well, you can't get out of your bet. I said, you can adjust it. Yes, Paulie.
I still believe in my bet because I think teams like Atlanta and Seattle and Washington and even Minnesota should take a quarterback the first one off the board, no matter who it is.
Okay.
But it seems like the mock drafts the past 4 or 5 days have been trending towards not even in the top 20.
Okay, how about I do this? You get one pie to the face if no quarterback's taken in the first 13 picks. If you want to double down, then we will do two pies to the face.
So I'd short my own bet by betting against myself?
Yes.
So if... how do I get punished there?
You would get... if no quarterback is taken in the first 13 picks, you get a pie. And...
would I, you could offer me an extension of 7 picks?
To get two pies to the face. Yes, Eden.
Was this originally done with Andrew in Washington?
I think so.
And so, is there a caveat in the bet that says if, say, two quarterbacks get picked in the first 13, then Andrew gets two pies to the face?
Well, he gets a pie to the face if a quarterback is selected in the first 13.
Right, but what if multiple end up?
Oh, I didn't get to the fine print. No, yeah, Paulie.
How about this? If I lose the initial bet.
So I'm just trying to roll with...
no.
Let's say I lose the initial bet, and at the 14th pick, no one's been drafted.
All right.
I'll call the team that drafts the first quarterback and who the quarterback is, and if I win that, I don't get the first pie. If I lose that, I get two pies.
Two pies.
Okay. I'm two pies Shakur.
Okay. So the first 13...
it extends the bet.
Okay. So first 13...
if I lose, I have to pick the exact team and exact quarterback to get out of the first
pie. But you have to do it right then. When who's the 13th pick?
I'll do it now.
Oh.
I think.
All right. Okay. So first 13 picks, no quarterbacks taken. Paulie then says...
the Saints.
Man, you're big on the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints take Malik Willis.
Okay, do the Saints have two picks?
Yeah, they have.
Then you...
they have 16, then Chargers, then Philly.
Okay,
then
wait.
Again.
No, you then now you're taking two chances for them to take a quarterback. You have to give me the team and the pick.
Oh, I tried to get out of that part of it.
Dan.
Where's Florio when I need him?
Yes. So are you taking the Saints first-round pick or the second first-round pick?
Excuse me? What was that?
Excuse me?
I think it's going to be their second first-round pick.
Okay.
I actually think New Orleans will take a quarterback at 19 and Pittsburgh will take a quarterback at 20.
But quarterback is taken?
At 19 and Malik Willis to the Saints.
All right. Okay, so if that doesn't happen...
I get two pies.
Yeah, but if you have a quarterback who's taken in first 13 picks, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's moot.
But Andrew in Washington would then get said pie. Okay. Are there any other bets in the draft? I don't think so. I don't think we have anything else going on. This one was hard enough to follow, but it feels like every year, haven't we had something that's going on during the first round of the draft? At least I remember that. Didn't you and McLovin have one, Pauling?
Yeah, we had one with Deshaun Watson like a year before he was drafted. I bet he would not be the number one pick of the draft. McLovin guaranteed to be the number one pick of the draft.
I lost out because after his freshman year with Trevor Lawrence, I said he wouldn't be the number one overall pick. And I had to get a pie to the face on that one. Let's get to King in Missouri. He's been holding for a while. King, thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Hey, good morning, Dan. I was listening in on the interview that you had yesterday with Coach Van Gundy, and he had made a comment to you where he had said that it's the fans that suffer the most whenever players sit out for load management.
Yeah.
And when he had made the comment, it brought up a story that I wanted to share with you. So I was a Tim Duncan fan from the moment he came into the league until he retired. And so my wife, who does not care about sports at all, she loves her husband enough to where she sat through the mostly high but the sometimes low moments of being a Spurs fan. And so the entire world remembers back in 2016 when Golden State had beat the Bulls record. But going into the last month of the season, San Antonio actually had a chance to end up breaking that record as well, or if they could have beat beat Golden State to it, and they end up finishing with 67 wins, six behind Golden State. And so my wife hearing me talk about the importance of a game that they both had against each other in April, my wife bought me some tickets to that game. And me and her drove from St. Louis, Missouri, down to San Antonio, Texas, which was a two-day, 15-hour drive. And I told her ahead of time, I said, hey, just so you know, when we get down, because she wanted me to see Tim Duncan play before he retires. And I told her, I said, hey, just so you know, there's a chance that Tim Duncan won't play because Greg Popovich is the architect of the whole load management and resting players just because. And true enough, we drove all the way down to San Antonio and we did not find out that Tim Duncan was not playing until I walked in for shoot around and he was sitting on the sideline in a suit. And hell has no scorn like a woman. To this day, she still never forgave Pop. I got over it because I was used to it. But, you know, that's a story I had to share. I didn't get a chance to actually see. I got to see him in person, but I didn't get to see him play. And we drove from St. Louis for that. So
thank you, King. Yeah, we think that there should be star insurance, that you pay a little bit more, but you're guaranteed to see Steph Curry or Luka. You know, a premium that you're going to put on top of the ticket there. I thought the commissioner was, you know, all over these suggestions that I had. Final hour coming up. Nick Wright takes the flamethrower to Kyrie and the Nets. More phone calls coming up as well. Final hour, Dan Patrick Show after this. One more item as we close out hour two. Do you have a consistent bedtime routine? Studies show that having a consistent routine and wake-up time helps improve your sleep quality. Sleep Number smart bed owners who use their smart bed circadian rhythm feature improve their bedtime and wake time consistency by 35 minutes for better quality sleep. Consistent sleep activity patterns have a positive impact on our overall sleep quality. Also, it's going to help regulate your metabolism, boost your immunity, and increase your resistance to adverse health effects, and improve your energy levels and increase productivity. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every day starts with the night before. And right now, save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed Queen, now at $1,299. Lowest price ever for a limited time only. Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.